David.
My most vivid memory? That's an easy one. When we were kids, my brothers and I used to play in the fields behind our house after school. We had so much fun. We used to spend hours there, running around and playing together. One afternoon, while we were playing football, we suddenly looked up to see a herd of cows running straight towards us. We all looked at each other in shock and then ran away as fast as we could. By the time we reached our house, we were exhausted, but we were safe. I'll never forget how frightened we felt. And of course, we never played in those fields again. It's strange, but the smell of freshly cut grass always takes me back to that moment. Holly.
I moved to Shenzhen in China to teach English for a year in 1988. In the beginning, it was tough and a bit stressful, as I had to work long hours and I didn't have any friends at that point. I thought I would feel homesick for the whole time I was there, but actually, in the end, I had a fantastic experience. I really liked my job, and my students were great. Soon, I started to discover a new culture and meet lots of new and interesting people. I even began to learn the language. And the food! The food was the best part. It was incredible. I had so much fun trying local dishes. My favourite was congee, a creamy rice soup. It smells so good. In fact, every time I have it now, it brings back memories of that time.
Claudia.
My most memorable experience? Well, it would have to be the time I met my hero, the writer Rick Stevens. I had been a fan of his books for years, and I used to wait excitedly for every new book to be released. One day, I was walking down the street when suddenly there he was, in my local bookshop. Imagine that. I was so surprised, and I don't know how, but I walked up to him and asked if I could send him some of my writing. And he agreed. He actually helped to start my career. Now I write for a local newspaper, and I'm currently writing my first novel. It's funny, but I'll always remember the song by Kylie Minogue that was playing in the bookshop that day. Every time I hear it on the radio now, it reminds me of how lucky I was.